Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Arcata police are piecing together evidence in a drive-by shooting early Thursday morning, but they still have not determined who was the target or who fired the bullets. It happened on 15th and H Streets in Arcata. Police received a call of shots fired as they saw a black male adult in his 20s firing a handgun from a moving car. Witnesses say he fled on foot and was last seen in the area of the pedestrian bridge at 17th and G Streets. Two bullets were recovered from an apartment house and a third struck an unoccupied car. Police searched the area extensively but could not find the shooter. No one was reported injured. The target of the shooting was a black Pontiac Grand Prix last seen speeding from that area. 55,000 people have petitioned the state attorney general to investigate a Humboldt County dog poisoning case. The dog was owned by a researcher studying the dangers of rat poison on wildlife. The dog died of ingesting meat laced with rat poison. Dr. Murad Gabriel said the dog often accompanied him on his research of wildlife. Dr. Gabriel found the dog having seizures and he later died, and researchers at UC Davis concluded that the cause of death was rodenticide, rat poison. The Center for Biological Diversity, for whom the doctor works, has offered a $20,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the person responsible. A 22-year-old man has been flown to an out-of-the-area hospital for treatment sustained in a fight at a Lolita Park. The fight at Crab Park Wednesday involves several men and women, some armed with sticks. A 60-year-old man said the fight erupted when he confronted the young group about trash near a parked car. The older man said he threw one of the young men to the ground and then the older man was struck in the head with a stick, causing head injuries. Authorities are saying that alcohol was consumed by some of the people involved in the fracas. A 22-year-old man was flown to an out-of-the-area hospital suffering from head trauma. Residents in northern Mendocino County continue to keep a close eye on the Lodge Fire, a wildfire that has burned more than 4,300 acres and continues to grow. The greatest concern is to the town of Leggett, and the fire now threatens more than 40 buildings as it burns in steep, rugged terrain with heavy timber and dry brush as fuel. More than 1,500 personnel are working the fire, and it's moving east along the Eel River Canyon toward the Big Bend Lodge area. Fire crews are staging at the Black Oak Ranch outside of Laytonville, and local, state, and federal agencies are on the scene. Another community meeting was held on Wednesday night to update residents of the progress fire crews have made. The Lodge Fire is currently at 20% containment. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Eureka recently released a study of the homeless and transient population in the city and the impacts that population has on city services, particularly crime. Police Chief Andy Mills explained that a new city ordinance is in the works that would curtail panhandling and other activities.
So we're trying to look at it from all directions to see if there's something we can do that would be legal that will withstand the test of scrutiny to control some of this. We're also working on a advertising campaign with community members, Eureka, the heart of Humboldt, and talking about how giving to panhandlers is destroying our community.
While committees do their work, the people most affected by any new ordinance need to be informed.
Betty and St. Vincent de Paul and the rescue mission are going to get out and talk with all the transients this week to let them know that this is coming. And then I've reassigned my POP team to contact the transients. I will get out myself and to explain to the transients that, look, we're heading a different direction here.
Enforcement of both existing city ordinances and any new rules put on the books will be enforced, but Mills said help is still available, too. Ordinances outlawing panhandling and other public activities associated with transiency have found little success when challenged in court. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.